A new beast roamed the kingdom of Lochlannach, killing at will. A second unnatural monster created by the hands of Rosaria Rocato, granddaughter of the most infamous and hated Lashed One of all time. Princess Arity Loxen's mind was a blur of piled-up worries as she rushed from High Hall of the castle, away from the frightened commoners and guests who'd come for her betrothal ceremony, and toward the office of her father, King Charles. She turned at the sound of heavy footsteps behind her and found both her childhood friend Lieutenant Harrison Gilfin and her betrothed, Lord Leif Alvi, following. Lord Alvi looked every bit the hero, his broad stature striking, with elk furs about his shoulders and a black kilt to his knees above leather boots. His blue eyes were filled with bright passion and hunger. But those emotions were not for her. They were for the beast, the new hunt. He had killed the first creature, thereby earning her hand in marriage. The thought twisted Arity's stomach with discomfort and turned her mind to the man who'd disappeared weeks before when the beast was killed. The lashed man who'd taken her heart with him and would likely never return. She clenched her jaw. This was no time to think of Paxton Seabolt or her drowned desires. The kingdom was suffering again, rendering everything she'd sacrificed to have been in vain. Her eyes shifted from Lord Alvi's to Harrison's and found a fierce, protective comfort there. Harrison stood tall, lean, and capable, never faltering. The thought of her noble friend fighting yet another beast filled her with sharp fear. So many lives had already been lost, including Harrison's cousin, Brecken, who'd been the true love of Arity's cousin, Wyneth. Half a year was all it had taken to trample the dreams and futures of so many. Arity gave the men a nod to follow her. She lifted her long white skirts and moved quickly down the tapestry-lined hallway to her father's office. Guards and soldiers ran past, shouting orders, fully armed with bows, swords, and lines of throwing daggers strapped across their uniformed tunics. She opened the door without knocking. No fewer than 20 faces shot toward her. She recognized the burgundy red hair of her mother, along with her aunts and uncles, military elite, and royal advisors. Her father invited them in with a quick flick of his fingers. When the door closed, he asked her,
"What is the state of things in High Hall?"
"The people seem to have calmed for the moment, father," Arity said. "And supper is being served."
"Your daughter gave a rousing speech," Lord Alvi proclaimed in his rumbling voice. "She is to thank for the calm."
Arity's face flushed with heat at the unexpected compliment. Then he put a heavy hand on her shoulder and pulled her close. Arity fought the urge to shrug away. For the sake of the kingdom, she had made a commitment to become his bride, and she would follow through regardless of what her heart wanted, and regardless of the fact that she was certain feelings had grown between Leif and Wyneth.
"Did she?"
The king's eyes softened with pride, and her mother, Queen Lelaine, smiled at Arity and Leif, no doubt thinking what a lovely couple they were. If she only knew. Behind them, Harrison cleared his throat.
"Are we to begin hunting the creature, Your Majesty?"
King Charles nodded, his face lined with anxiety.
"Aye, but most of the hunters have dispersed."
"Or been killed," Arity thought with sorrow, remembering the men who'd come from all over Eurona, and even a huntress who'd lost her life.
"I can have a message sent to Tairn Seabolt," Harrison said. "I'm certain he would return with haste."
Arity's abdomen tightened. Tairn was Paxton's younger brother. He'd nearly been killed by the first beast, and had been saved by Paxton's lashed magic. It was the very reason Pax had fled the kingdom. Using magic was illegal, even to heal. Arity didn't want Tairn to hunt again. She didn't want Paxton's sacrifice to have been a waste.
"And his older brother?" the king asked.
"Nay."
Harrison paused.
"He disappeared after the hunt. We don't know his whereabouts."
"Must you call Tairn back?" Arity asked. When her father's eyebrows drew together, she amended, "He's so young."
"He's the same age as you, daughter," the king reminded her. 17. A man who's already proven himself in the hunt.